The Zen of All Things, QWERTY. Relentless summertime heat competes head-on with drenching summertime humidity. It doesn't matter which one wins, because we boys of summer know full well that we are the losers either way. Today it's the late 1950s in memory green. I am sitting in an unair-conditioned classroom at Tuscaloosa High School, bent over the keys of an old manual typewriter, fingers poised for the starting gun, held high by my typing teacher at the head of the class. When the gun goes off, we clacking victims will be off and running, trying to see how many words per minute we can produce without error. My pal, John Charles Palmer, sits next to me at his own machine, staring hopelessly at the keys, acting as if he and I are ready, willing, and able to enter the same contest, even though we know that deep down inside, we are actually unready, unwilling, and unable to accomplish very much. John Charles and I share the same sense of doom. Each day of summer school, we have primarily goofed off, kidded around, passed notes, giggled, stared at out-of-our-league co-eds, and in every way ignored the typing lessons. We can't get over the silliness of our situation, having to make up for poor grades by serving out this summer school sentence. And whenever we look down at the word QWERTY, Q-U-E-R-T-Y, on the keys beneath our fingers, we are overcome with stifled laughter. QWERTY has become our mantra. While prim and efficient co-eds apply their practice and studies to the task at hand, John Charles and I are acting like the nerdy pranksters we are, and now we will pay the price. I wipe the sweat from my brow, glance around the room at co-eds, teacher, typewriters, shiny surface desks, open windows, and one solitary apple glistening from a corner of the front desk. Wonder which student brought that to class. Why didn't I think of that? Dang. The gun goes off. The clickety-clacking ensues. John Charles and I go at it with full gusto. He and I are frowning intensely at the keys, even though it is forbidden to look at them while typing. A professional typist knows where the letters are, does not need to look down, the teacher proclaims on many occasions. Time's up, proclaims the warden. The inmates pause, lean back, gaze at their handiwork. The co-eds are pleased and have successfully executed perfect documents. I stare in disbelief at my error-filled sheet of paper and begin to tally my handiwork. 15 words per minute? I look at John Charles. John Charles looks at me, having just about accomplished the same thing. My career as a typist is over. I barely escaped the course with a C average. I continue to be the worst typist in Tuscaloosa County until one day when I become a writer. Now at last I am motivated to type. My newfound career requires me to type fast, type confidently, type to persistent deadlines. My job is to write and report. I love having the job, receiving the paycheck, seeing my very own words come alive in black and white. I am now the world's fastest and most inaccurate typist, and once I learn to proofread and edit, even my rapidly sloppy typing can be fixed to read correctly. Even John Charles Palmer finds his own way as a professional, is eventually motivated to type. All we need is motivation. A cell block full of heat and humidity and QWERTY-ness just doesn't cut it if you're a 1950s teenager, clueless to the world and tuned solely into your own undisciplined imagination and ungainly body. And the mystery remains. How do all those co-eds appear to keep it together? They seem to know how to stay the course and get the task done, while we guys just meander along, waiting a few more years till QWERTY fades and maturity arises. This much I know about QWERTY. QWERTY seems more important now, all these decades later, than just about anything else this summer. That's because QWERTY remains before me, each and every day, grinning back at me from the keyboard, reminding me that 90% of life is finding something to giggle about at times when things are all muddled.